Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Germana President Dr. David Sam with us this morning. Dr. Sam, good morning. Welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure being here.
We are going to talk mainly today about your retirement. About a month ago, you announced that this year will be your last year. June 30th will be when you officially retire. I guess I had kind of gotten into just kind of a groove with you and Rick Hurley and figured that you both would be around for years and years to come.
Well, you know, to everything there's a season.
Yeah.
And I've always said that I would want to retire when most people still didn't want me to retire. You know, if you want to use a football analogy, if you remember Barry Sanders retired at the peak of his career, mm-hmm. Brett Favre didn't. I want to be Barry, not Brett.
Boy, that's a fantastic analogy. That really is of wanting more and looking back fondly at everything. You're the fifth president of at Germana Community College.
Yes,
and you replaced
Frank Turnage.
Frank Turnage, that's exactly.
Yeah, who will remain the longest serving president?
How long was he? He was here a long time.
About 21 years.
Yeah. I was thinking this morning, knowing that you were coming in and knowing, because he came in frequently to talk, and just how Germana has changed since you took over. When the years he came in, we talked a lot about the nursing program and things like that. Germana has really changed a lot in the decade you've been here.
I mean, when Frank arrived, he really took it to another level. He added the Fredericksburg campus, the Daniel Center in Culpeper, mm-hmm. and the college grew dramatically. So it was a great foundation for me to build on. And the reason that we change is not just the change. The reason that community colleges change are to meet the needs of the community. And the world is changing dramatically. We read headlines all the time. I mean, here we are with statistically full employment, unemployment rate around 4%.
Yeah.
That should be really good.
Yeah.
And it could be really bad, so that's better than bad. But so many people are underemployed, mm-hmm. working part-time jobs in what they call the contingent economy, which is they're, you know, having to be freelancers whether they want to be or not. And or simply working a job in which they're not really trained for, but it's what they could get and paid less than maybe they otherwise would. So employers are saying that there's a big gap between what people are credentialed and trained for and what they need. So we have to respond to that. And that's the one of the reasons we change. We also change because communities change. Stafford County has wanted us to have a presence there. In 2009, we began that presence. And another guy who left, Anthony Romanello, the county administrator mm-hmm. in Stafford, and I, along with the Board of Supervisors, the Economic Development Authority, other community leaders, we've been working steadily towards getting a permanent presence for Germana because they want to build a community, a walkable, livable, workable community around the hospital and the county government, and they see Germana as the third pillar of that. So that's why we change. We change because people need us to.
The Stafford campus, you continue to move along and move forward to getting there someday.
Yeah, nothing ever happens as fast as I would like. I've always been a change agent. I've always been entrepreneurial from when I owned my little store to now, and people tell me I'm patient. I don't feel patient inside, but I guess I need to act patient, stubborn, whatever, just persistent. We have made steady progress. We are moving in August of 17 to a larger leased center. It will be almost three times the size of our small center now. We'll be able to offer more services. Mm-hmm. For instance, library services in partnership with the regional library. We hope that's going to work out. More classes and better serve Stafford County. The county has land that they've promised to us for a permanent campus. Our auto center is going great guns. So we're steadily moving forward to the day when we'll have a full campus there.
How long do you think it might be till there's a full campus? Is it within sight, or is it still a little bit off?
I think it's slightly over the horizon.
Okay.
We've got to get the land. We've got to get the money for the first building. We've got to raise from non-state revenues significant money to clear the land and prepare it, water management, stormwater management, parking lots, all that sort of thing. Generally, it's not covered by the state. So there's a lot of prep work to do to get there, but it'll come.
Is Caroline County an area that you're looking at Caroline for anything?
Well, we opened this summer our workforce training center. It's a test center. Caroline is our largest county in terms of square miles, but one of the two smaller in terms of population. It's a challenge to serve the people of Caroline. We have to do our best to try. We've offered classes in the library and the visitor center with mixed success. So we're trying a training center, which the county has subsidized for 5 years. Otherwise, we would not be able to afford to do it because we don't get money from the state to do that sort of thing. And we have our masonry apprenticeship program there, and we have the state-of-the-art interactive video, so we can offer smaller classes there taught remotely. And we hope to be able to demonstrate that there's enough need and interest for us to eventually make a more permanent lease center there and maybe someday a full campus or at least a permanent center.
The fact to look at how Germana has grown it has been just amazing to watch. Just to start with the Locust Grove campus, and then what you've done in Culpeper and Fredericksburg, Stafford, the growth of the physical college with the buildings has been something to see.
Well, you go back to Jefferson, who had a vision. I'm a Virginian by choice. Linda and I are retiring here in Virginia. Yeah. So I got to mention Jefferson, right? he had a vision that higher education would be within a day's horseback ride of any Virginian. And the founders of the Governor Mills Godwin and the others who founded the Virginia Community mm-hmm. College system, their vision was a campus or center of a community college within 40 miles. We look at it in terms of time commuting, roughly half an hour to 45-minute drive at most to get to one of our locations. And so that's what people need from us. And so that's why we have these rented or, we offer business classes in GEICO or whatever it might be as ways of being near people, making it easy for them to get the education and training they need.
Germana Community College President Dr. David Sam here this morning. More coming up on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Over.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schumer.
Germana Community College President Dr. David Sam with us this morning. Dr. Sam, one of the things that you mentioned a little bit earlier about just some of your background. Talk about your background, because as a college president, you got from here to there to here, I guess, a little bit different than a lot of people would. But because of your background, you're really perfectly suited for what you've been able to do at Germana.
Yeah, my erratic past all came together pretty well. I I originally thought I was going to be a high school teacher when I went to the university. My cousin Barbara was the first to go to the university in or anything past high school in my dad's family, and I was the second. We actually graduated together because she stopped out to have a daughter. So we were the first two. But I thought, you know, education was something that was an ethic in my family. My parents quietly pushed it all along. Mm-hmm. And so I thought I'd teach high school. Well, I had a fit of sanity in college, and I realized, no, it takes a special person to teach high school, and I don't think I was that special. So then I thought I'd teach college. But it turned out that I really wanted to travel and do other things because I wasn't sure that I'd be good at life. I knew I was good at school. So I postponed going to the university to get a master's or a PhD. And my parents had bought a music store. They're both amateur musicians. My dad had a wonderful baritone voice like Dean Martin. He was somebody that at karaoke, people actually wanted to hear because he had a good voice. And so I worked in that through going to college just to help them out. And after college, I got a minimum wage job as the first male record and sheet music girl. That was the actual job title in 1971.
Really?
Record and sheet music girl. They weren't girls. They were women.
Yeah.
But that's the sexist times back then. So I had long hair, but otherwise I was not narrowly fitting that description. Worked that for about 9 months, saved money, and then I hitchhiked and backpacked out Oregon, Washington, California. I call that my first master's degree. I learned an awful lot about myself. I was often by myself. And I also learned that most people, rich and poor, would take this guy with the long hair and blue jeans in and feed him and give him a ride. And most people were pretty good. Every now and then someone would hurl an insult at me, but most people were really good. Well, I came back from that wanting to write poetry, which doesn't pay, and it still doesn't. And I needed something to do, and my parents were splitting, and neither one wanted to run the store, so I'll run it for a while. And a while turned into 13 years, and I bought into the store with my time. My dad wasn't going to give it to me, and that was fine. So I ended up owning half this music electronics store. I tripled sales, got into all kinds of new lines, mm-hmm. the CB craze, police scanners, car stereos, home stereos, installations, guitars, drums, keyboards, lots of musicians came to buy their stuff. I think one of the most things I'm most proud of is now I left that store in 1985. So we're, 31 years from that. And I still have some of those customers and some of those employees as friends. Hmm. But I went back and worked on a master's at night because I was going to teach college. And I did teach part-time while I was running the store. And eventually just went back into higher education, but decided I wanted to come in on the management side rather than the teaching side. And marketing and sales and higher education, I came in recruitment. And I worked for a small liberal arts Catholic college in Detroit, whose mission was very similar to community colleges. They were serving mainly first-generation, relatively poor in this case, African-American, mostly women, but mm-hmm. men too. And I discovered that was my mission, that they were different in some ways from me, but we were all first-generation college students. We were all people you wouldn't have expected to go to college and succeed, and how could I pay back all my parents and all those professors who believed in me?
Yeah.
Well, this seemed like a good way to do it. And that led to a job in community colleges, and here we are.
So many people would say, and so many people have taken the route of, you know, you have to get this, and there's a way to do it. And the fact that you took time off and went hiking and you ran a business, I would think for a lot of the students that you have today at Germana, can really relate, and you're able to offer a lot more just life experience than others.
Yeah, it's still, you know, I teaching literature and being a writer, I shouldn't be surprised about the power of stories. But a year ago, you know, we have the Gladys B. Todd Academy, which is for first-generation students, college students. And the program director asked me to come in and tell my story, starting with being a scared 17-year-old, not, you know, feeling like I belonged at the university. And so I told it to them. And being in the morning and there being young people, they weren't really talkative. But I heard afterwards that the students said things like, well, you know, he's the president. We just assumed that he was like sort of born to be successful.
Exactly.
And to hear that he was a scared kid who didn't know what he was doing and he changed his mind multiple times and everything. Well, maybe I can be cool too. Maybe I can be okay. Maybe I can succeed too. It's, you know, I started off joking by saying I wasn't born a college president. I mean, so I think it does resonate. It surprised me because here I am, an old guy, and they're much younger than I am. But on the other hand, I haven't forgotten what it was like to be that 17-year-old kid.
Well, and also you I would think that you can relate and have great empathy for the person who's been in the workforce, finds themselves now out of it, and is having to retool and figure out what to do or to change their business to adapt.
Yeah, when I was looking to go out of retail into something else, thinking probably higher education, although I looked at other things, I had to rethink myself. I had to go, you know, read What Color Is Your Parachute and figure out what I really wanted to do and how, what I'd be good at. And when I started trying to make that change, I found it very difficult for anybody to hire me. Here I was, an old guy at 35. Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem that old, but, and I wanted an entry-level job in higher ed, and they were hiring 21, 22-year-olds right out of the bachelor's program ahead of me.
Yeah.
And an African-American woman, Amber Patterson, hired me because I had that age and experience and retail and marketing and sales. She made use of me. So my first break came from Amber. And I remember taking 5 years to do a master's because I was working. 8 years to do a PhD because I was working and had a family.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how people feel, but I know how I felt, and I can kind of relate.
Well, and the whole marketing and sales, once you became president, I'm sure there's a lot of that with what you do as college president.
Well, you know, some people see salesman as a dirty word. And I always thought that any occupation is honorable. I mean, it's besides not you know, illegal drug dealer or something that. But any occupation is honorable if done honorably.
Yeah.
And when I mentioned that customers are friends still, it's because they trusted me. I didn't manipulate them. I didn't lie. I told them the benefits and features of every product and everything. So I don't see being a good salesperson as there being anything wrong with that at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm salesperson in chief of Germana. It's my job to educate people on the benefits and features of what we have to offer so that you can decide if you're going to come as a student in workforce or in a credit program, you're going to send your family members and trust them to us. You're going to donate your money to our foundation. You're going to hire us to come in and do training in your business. I'm my product is Germana.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing with your background in the world today, the workforce training, I'm sure you look at a lot of those classes and just and can relate and see just the value in so much of that, mm-hmm. that whole workforce training component of Germana.
Yeah, and one of the things we're doing is for a long time we've had like two separate business lines. We've had the credit programs, whether they transfer or they lead to a career directly like automotive or nursing. And then we've had the non-credit workforce areas. We're kind of putting those closer together now, and because students might need both. They might need to earn a college degree, but also some short-term certificate in some area that could get them a job while they continue on. They may already have a bachelor's degree or a master's degree and need some professional certification or want to change their careers. And so it becomes, instead of two different product lines, more like a product mix, a smorgasbord to pick from, depending on where you are at life, in your life, and what the needs of employers, or if you're self-employed, what you need.
Germana Community College President Dr. David Sam with us this morning. This is his last year as Germana's president. June 30th, 2017. Will be your last day. The choice of a selection of your replacement, is that done at the state level with the state community college?
It's done both. It's a very public process. Typically, because I went through it myself, plus I've served on the state committees a couple mm-hmm. times, what happens is the local college board, which represents our counties in the city of Fredericksburg, sends three people, and then there's two presidents of other community colleges and others from around the state system that will select and interview the semifinalists and narrow it down to finalists. The chancellor then goes to the state board and says, these three or four people, I believe, based on deep reference checks and everything and the recommendation of this committee, are one, any one of these three or four could be a good president of Germana. The state board says okay and blesses them. Then it becomes public, and those three or four people come to the campus, and the college board is the search committee. But we have them visiting the campuses, talking to faculty, staff, and students. And I expect the board, I talked to our board chair yesterday, they'll probably have two public forums, which is what I went through, in which anybody can come in from the college, any student, faculty member, any community member can come in, media can come in and ask questions mm-hmm. of these candidates and fill out a form and say, here's the strengths and the weaknesses or concerns, which the board then reads in making their decision. And then the board meets with the chancellor to select the final person. And they probably want to have that done around February or so.
Okay.
I don't know the final. The chancellor will be talking to our board in a week, but I'm guessing he's going to want to have somebody no later than March lined up, and then I will work with that person on the transition, and then more quietly after I retire, both Frank Turnage and I will be books on a shelf for him or her to use as needed.
Dr. David Sam from Germana here, more in Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Germana Community College President Dr. David Sam with us this morning. And I must say, I think, Dr. Sam, this is the first time that I've seen you here in it for an interview in a polo shirt. And I like the look.
Well, my preferred outfit is not a suit and tie, but we do have a golf tournament today. It's a fundraiser, and it's followed by a dinner. It's a traditional Southern dinner at the Fredericksburg Country Club, and it's our friends and supporters are there. It's a wonderful event. So I'm not a golfer myself.
Yeah.
I ride around with the young lady who's delivering beverages to the golfers and thank everybody. But we did go to a year-round business casual at the college. So I wear suit and ties when it's appropriate.
Mm-hmm. I like this look.
It's not that I don't respect you or anything.
I liked it. And I thought when I first saw you, I thought he's kind of in semi-retirement.
Yeah, when I'm full retirement, it'll be cutoffs or blue jeans.
And you mentioned when you do retire that you will be retiring and staying in this area.
Yeah, Linda and I built our retirement home this last about May we moved in. And we were able to sell our larger home in Culpeper pretty quickly. And it's in Lake of the Woods. So we are choosing to retire here. And we love the area. From the very beginning, people made us feel welcome. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're come-heres, we're Yankees, but no one ever stuck that in our face. They made us feel like part of the community. And Virginia is such a great place, nature, history, all kinds of, you know, we're not too far from D.C., Richmond, Charlottesville, the mountains, the ocean.
Yep.
And the area is just a great area with downtown Fredericksburg, downtown Culpeper, great small towns that still have that friendly southern charm, but also are thriving communities. So good food, good people. What more could you ask for?
So you will be around here after you retire. One of the things that were forced to deal with as president, a couple of things, the economy.
Yeah,
changed dramatically in 08, and that required a lot of change. And then the earthquake.
Yeah, I've never had a boring year. I've kept wanting to know when am I going to have a normal boring year, and I've decided that normal is not boring. That's just the way it is. My first year, I was hired and started in March of 2007. The economy already started going south. I guess I shouldn't say that in the South. Going the wrong way.
That's right.
And so we had a mid-year budget cut.
Yeah.
And we were in 2007. And then, of course, the financial crisis, the Great Recession. We faced stringencies in 2008, 2009. We were able to get through that without layoffs. We did do some early buyouts and freezing of hiring. So many of our sister schools did have to do layoffs. We had to make hard decisions. How do we keep the doors open to serve people who needed us more than ever? Mm-hmm. At the same time, we had the millennial generation coming out of high school. So 82 million people around the country. And so we had lots of people coming to us, and many of them were saying, we need to consider saving money because going to university right away with the recession the way it was, that's a concern. So let's go to community college. And then when our enrollment follows the unemployment rate and the demographic rate, when there's more people coming out of high school or more people unemployed, our enrollment goes up. And so at the same time that we were facing up to 30% cuts over the several years in state funding, our enrollment grew by 50%. And so how do you serve those students, treat them well, help them to have the best chance to succeed, give them what they need while you are having to cut? It was challenging. And then just about the time things seemed to be leveling out and getting to calm, the earth shook. And we lost our largest building. And 14 months before it was reopened, after it was structurally reinforced and repaired. It's one of the things I'm most proud of. The president plays an important role, but the president is not the college. We had all kinds of students, faculty, staff, community support to open up in 10 days. And our retention from spring, fall to spring actually went up 0.1%. And so, it's been one kind of earthquake after another, and we're currently facing the possibility of another mid-year budget cut. The governor has not asked us for a plan, which is a good sign that maybe mm-hmm. we won't have to cut. On the other hand, because we're all state employees, I was not able to give our good faculty and staff a raise this year. And that's been a disappointment in my almost 10 years. We don't pay our people enough. People mock government workers a lot. But, you know, we have dedicated people doing good work who could be making a lot more money at another university type career, or certainly in the private sector. And they come to us and they deserve to be supported financially and in other ways. There will never be a boring year, I guess.
Well, when we talk about the earthquake and how you were able to continue on, one of the ways I remember we did a couple of shows and you talked about the online learning component that you had kind of steered Germana into, really was able to make it very seamless, even though you lost that very important building.
Yeah, we were pretty well along with the online learning when I arrived. In fact, our quality enhancement plan, which we're required by our accreditor to do, was focusing on students, faculty, and the institution being ready to do a good job with online learning. And so we had 300 classes in that building, face-to-face classes. We were able to move 50 of them to other locations. 50 of them went 100% online, and the other 150 were, no, I guess, was it, 150 were hybrid, 50 were fully online, and 100 were moved off location.
Okay, wow.
And
that's a big number.
So 200 were suddenly being taught fully or partly online, and we had faculty that never had done that. So we had to train them how to do it. And so our experienced full-time and other faculty were helping them during the semester. And as I said, our retention rate actually went up 0.1%, and the success in the second semester didn't go down. So it worked.
Yeah, and the whole online component, and like you say, to be able to have the faculty that can do it or can be trained to do it in short order, speaks well of the faculty and staff that you've got there at Germana.
Right. And all of our courses now have an online component. Mm-hmm. So even if you come in and you're in a face-to-face class, often you put your homework in or so on. You may take your tests. You may do group discussions. You may look at additional materials online, even when with a face-to-face class. And if you miss a class, many of the materials from that class are online, so you don't have to wait to catch up.
For years, Germana has been one of the fastest growing colleges in the country. That's still the case?
No, we're one of the slowest shrinking now.
Okay.
As I said, community college enrollments follow demography and the economy, with unemployment nationally at the lowest it's been since 2005 or something like that. And with the millennials out now and in the workplace and fewer people graduating from high school, community colleges and many universities are experiencing enrollment declines. We have either had small increases or small decreases, but since the peak of 10-11, we're down some. We peaked, our fall enrollment for credit classes peaked at about 7,800, and now we're around 71. Okay. We're still getting enrollments this fall, so I'm not sure what it'll end up. It'll be around 71, maybe 7,200. And our total enrollment over a year, that is people coming to take at least one credit or non-credit class, peaked at over 14,000, and it's going to be around 13,000 now. So, and we expect that we'll start seeing enrollment growth faster than many colleges in the state and the country because of where we're located.
Well, and you continue to wonder with the continued debate and the cost of going to college, that more and more families are going to be looking at the community college option of, for the first couple of years, you can save significantly.
Yeah. Well, since around 1990, Virginia has disinvested in higher education. Typically what happens is in a bad economy or low tax revenue time, they cut the appropriations that go to universities and community colleges. And then when things get better, they add some back in, but not as much as they cut. And so there's been a general trend down. And so community colleges and universities have had to raise tuition more than they may have liked. Nonetheless, we are one half to one third the cost of state universities. And of course, even more of a bargain compared to private. And if you can stay at home, that's more economical than paying for a dorm or an apartment or something. So yeah, we're still a bargain relative to them. And of course, that's key for our mission, that we be nearby and affordable.
We talked a few minutes ago, Germana President Dr. David Sam here this morning with us on Town Talk and News Talk 1230 WFVA. We talked a few minutes ago about the earthquake and just the technologies that you were able to, with the online learning during then. Could you have ever imagined the technology, though, that you're seeing today? And Germana has really used it. You use it. You're one of the, you're the only college president I know who regularly tweets.
Well, I've regularly finished as one of the top 10 community college.
That's right.
Tweeters. I won't say twits, but tweeters. Yeah. Well, I'm not totally surprised. I have been interested in technology. I've been a proud nerd most of my life. And I got my first computer. I wasn't quite as ahead as some of my friends who got Heathkit computers in the 70s, but I got my first computer in 82, I think it was. And I've always dreamed about what technology could do in terms of teaching. And so things go in ways that are surprising. But, you know, I just watched an episode of Star Trek from, you know, the making of Star Trek in the 60s. And, you know, while that show could be cheesy, I really appreciated it because it was serious science fiction in many ways. Mm-hmm. And they predicted the earpiece, the Bluetooth earpiece. Yeah. They predicted the iPad. They predicted the cell phone, the communicator. We haven't yet got the transporter or the hand phaser. But technology has enabled us to do things in new ways. And then the last 50 years, the research into how the brain works and how people learn and cognitive science, it comes together with the technology so that we're better able to take advantage of how people learn and I hope be more effective in helping people not just to get the credentials that they need, but also the deep learning that they need to be good employees, but good citizens of Virginia and of the world, and have good lives.
Germana President Dr. David Sam here. We'll wrap it up when we come back on Town Talk this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Germana President Dr. David Sam with us this morning. We've been talking about his retirement. He's still here for another school year.
Still working.
So, yeah, it's June 30th will be your... Will be your final day. As you look back at the 10 years you've been in this community, what are you most proud of?
I'm most proud of our students. I mean, obviously, I'm proud of Germana and all the people that work there. It's humbling to be associated with these fine people. That's certainly near the top. But every commencement, every little victory and big victory from our students, that's what gives me the biggest thrill and chill still. People that you would expect would succeed to come to us and take advantage of everything we've got, and people that who don't believe in themselves, who come to us and then find a way to have a dream and believe they can achieve it, and then develop the knowledge, skills, credentials, and we recognize an alum of the year every year, and she hasn't accepted yet, so I won't mention a name, but The one that we're considering started with us, and she's now a PhD psychologist. And, you know, so whether it's somebody that just surprises themselves or somebody that takes advantage of what we've got, I mean, they're why we're here. And they're now out citizens of Virginia and of the world and doing good work.
Well, and your work is not done, because I know one of the things that you're pushing for is to rebuild the Germanic campus in Locust Grove that has a little age on it.
Well, we're going to replace the original building that the college opened with in 1970 October, and it's going to be our healthcare campus. We have that on the list. We've got the detailed planning money from the state, which is the first big chunk we need. I won't be able to raise all the money that we need in my time left, although anybody out there that wants to help, give me a call, because we do have to raise some non-state money for that to happen. It will house our nursing program, our physical therapy assisting program, dental hygiene, dental assisting, fitness, pharmacy tech, whatever, anyway, any new healthcare programs that come along, and we want to... They're programs that are highly accredited with high success rates, and we're all going to need those people, whether they're cleaning our teeth tomorrow or taking care of us when we're in need in the hospital or whatever. I'm going to do everything I can so the next president has an easier time building that new building.
Got just about a minute left. I know one of the things that you'll have time to do is poetry. You've been in. We've done shows with you. You continue to write and publish poetry.
Yeah, it's the last 3-4 years have been pretty successful with that. But I've had to do it late at night or Saturday or Sunday morning. And so what I plan to do July 1, except when I'm quote unquote on vacation, I'm going to get up in the morning the way I always did. I'm not going to get in a suit and tie, but I will go to the office and I will write, rewrite, send stuff out, do the bookkeeping, and at least for the morning, Monday through Friday, work it like a job. Mm-hmm. And gives me some structure. The other thing I've been advised is to say no to everything for a year. And I'm going to do that because Frank Dernage did that for me. I'm going to be in the background so the new president can come in, and I'll certainly be available to her or him to help in any way. Mm-hmm. But, I will be the past president, and I want to make sure that I'm out of their way.
Well, you're the president for the next year and a little less than that, and glad to have you still around. And I figure you've got a couple more shows left in you, so
yeah,
we'll see you soon.
I've never left until I was 5 p.m. the last day.
That's right. Germana President, Dr. David Sam. Dr. Sam, thank you. We'll talk to you soon. That's it for Town Talk. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.